This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll start with a changing economic and political landscape as far south as you can go in Texas, where since Reconstruction, an unbroken line of Democrats had represented the Rio Grande Valley in Congress. But then this June, Myra Flores became the first Mexican-born woman to represent the district and the first Republican since just after the Civil War. It was a special election with low turnout, but Republicans in South Texas are encouraged, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from McAllen.
In a lot of ways, Denise Sandoval is your typical Rio Grande Valley voter. She was born in Monterey, Mexico, and came to Texas as a kid. She voted for Donald Trump in 2020 and calls herself a conservative, but she's reluctant to call herself a Republican.
I'm not for one side or the other. I'm like my own idea, right? I'm like, okay, this is what should happen, right?
Both parties are trying to win over voters like Sandoval. She's a widow and now a single mother of three kids, 6, 9, and 11 years old. She's against abortion but thinks the state should legalize marijuana for the tax revenue. She owns a small ice cream business in town and says economically, the local Republican Party is lacking.
Our mayor in McAllen, okay, so he's Republican, but at the end of the day, down here, there is no support for entrepreneurs. How can we better the local economy by supporting the local producers when they're supporting big box?
Sandoval says she tends to avoid talking politics with her friends because voting Republican in the Rio Grande Valley remains a bit taboo. But that may be changing, according to Mi-Sun Kim, who studies political parties and public opinion at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, at least among her students.
They told me that they think that the Democratic Party just took our region for granted. And so students mentioned that, and now they think the Democratic Party now paying the cost for neglecting, you know, the voters here in this region.
The cost to Democrats is losing voters like Fernando Mendoza. He lives in McAllen as a self-employed musician who also works in construction. He says he and his dad always voted Democrat, no matter who the candidate was. There was really no discussion, even if the D candidate was a fair-haired dog.
I must admit, I was a quote-unquote yellow dog Democrat for many years because I did follow my father and I followed his lead.
But now he calls himself a Republican for the very reason Mi-Sun Kim's students cited.
We've woken up and we see that, you know, we have been neglected and we have been taken for granted.
He recognizes that the state's Democratic Party is trying to win him back with more outreach, events, and advertising. But he says for him at least, it's a little too late for that. In McAllen, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.